Poker Tough says, I'm going to write it, Pesach Daf Ayin Hei Amar Aleph, Pesach Daf Ayin Hei Amar Aleph, Ayin Hei Amar Aleph, we're up to the two dots right at the top of the page. So we had said in the Mishnah that you cannot beat Tzeilah Karm Pesach on a spit or on a griddle. On a spit or a griddle, because the grill, the spit, conducts heat, and the Karm Pesach is not being roasted directly from the Eish, it's being cooked via the metal, conducting heat as well. And then the Mishnah brought a story, Maisa Ragamil told Tevi Avdai, go bring the grill. What's going on over here? The Chari seems to be a stira. Ask the Gemara, Maisa Lister, you bring a story to be a stira, third line, top of the page, I name it Aleph, says the Mishnah, Chesimechus Vachitani, V'im Askla Mudukeves Mudur, if it's a Askla, if it's like a grill that has holes in it, perforated, then it's going to be okay. Farmer Ab Tzadik, Maisa Ragamil, Shamal Tevi Avdai, Save it Solano as a Pesach, Al Askla Mudukeves and Taka. Now the Rabbi Tzadik brings the story of Ragamil that backs up this idea that if the grill has a hole in it, then it's okay, just like the story of Gamil told Tevi Avdai to go bring the Askla Mudukeves, the perforated grill, go bring it in order to roast the Karm Pesach. Now, very interesting machlekes, seemingly machlekes in the Rishonim. Rashi learns very simply that what does it help to be a grill? You can't touch metal, metal conducts heat. Very good. So the answer to you, Rashi Yassel, is that Rashi learns, we're talking about where the spaces between the grill, like let's say you have, picture our grills today. You have these going just one direction, these long rows, lines, and the space is big enough that you're able to actually wedge and hang the meat between the grills. So you were basically it's suspended in the air over the fire. It's not resting on the grill itself. What?
Should be the same problem.
No, not the same problem.
Spit inside.
No more spit.
I'm saying
a
spit inside is the problem because it's.
Okay, let's. So your question is what's suspending it, right? What's suspending it? Wood.
It's not touching the metal.
Correct. There's no right. It's being suspended. It's being suspended by using a grill, but it's not touching the grill. And the Rashi is not the simple touch of the Gemara. Yeah, absolutely correct. That's the potash. But the Rashi is saying it because of your problem. Otherwise, you still have metal, which conducts heat as part of the cooking process. Rambam seems to learn to know. It's literally resting on the grill. It's resting on the metal grate itself. Raivan asked the Rambam, we're going to have a Gemara coming up. Not in today's oven. We're going to have a Gemara coming up. We'll have it next week in Bitzhem. That if the meat touches the wall of the oven, you have to peel off that spot, because that spot wasn't sliyesh. Very clearly, if there's an intermediary that's causing, it's heating it up and cooking it, it creates a problem. So while we are by the grills, it can all of a sudden be okay. What should be the difference? So there is a svara. There is a svara to defend, and that is that, to defend Rambam, Kesef Mishra brings a svara, that the fire has the power of jumping up around the grill. So it's very different. Meaning by the case of the wall, it's being heated by the wall itself. The heat of the wall is what's cooking it, if it's a problem. But by the grate, yeah, it's touching the grate, but the fire really goes to that same spot. So just because there happens to be a grate there, since the fire hits that same spot, therefore, that is better than our case. That is how some of the Mefarshim explain on behalf of the Rambam, I believe it's the Kesef Mishra says such a pshat. Kesef Mishra defends, this is Kesef Mishra, I have my notes. Kesef Mishra defends on the Rambam that the Gemara is mashmaris, it's clearly like the Rambam. Yes. In Lumdus, we have a hard time understanding what changed, right? That's a problem. And where Rashi Tak learns B'chodesh Kishat. But Rambam is going with the simple types of Gemara. So Kesef Mishra therefore adds and says, perhaps Rambam doesn't even argue on the Raya on Rashi. Rambam agrees with Raya on Rashi that, of course, it can't be touching the metal. Rambam, when he quotes the din, quotes like our Gemara. How you want to interpret it? Interpret like Rashi. But Rambam, when he's quoting, he's not coming to say it's touching the metal. Rambam just quotes it, and the simple mashmaya is when you touch the Rambam, is touching the metal. Well, that's a simple way to touch your Gemara. You want to come up with a knage of how to touch the Gemara differently? Okay, touch the Rambam differently, touch the Rambam differently as well. So Kesef Mishra is two very different malachim. In one malach, he's touching Rambam literally, and you understand, because Rambam is there to explain, not just to quote, right? But in one malach, he's saying Rambam is talking, means literal, like simple reading of Gemara, and the reason why it's better is because the fire shoots up and goes around the grill. The other answer is that Erechami Rambam also doesn't necessarily mean it could touch the grill. But I'm just quoting the words. You let it put on a grill. And however you touch, whatever that means, the way Rashi touches it, touching Rambam as well, that's Kesef Mishra's second suggestion. Okay, so I think we're right there. Boim Nei Shaila is actually going to tie us back to, if you remember, it goes back, especially in a Raisa learning, this goes back much longer than Daf, back to Daf Chaf, in the Chafs, Chafav, comes up a little bit on the Chaf Beis. We had a couple topics. One topic was the idea of Atze Erla being Asmano. Basic, Erla is first of the years. There's an ether of Hanaf, a Paris Erla, and even the Atze Erla Asav Hanaf. Now, the next shaila is, what if you then go and use Atze Erla to make a fire to bake bread? So I baked bread, I did Atze Erla. So the Gemara that Chavav discusses, that Machlaik is discussion, I think Rebbe, I forgot who else over there, whether or not the bread's mutter, the Mandamur says that the bread is going to be Asr, is there's two explanations. Either because we say zev zeh garm is usser, meaning we say this, the oven is containing heat, and that's what's cooking the bread. But the wood of Atzei Arla is certainly a major contribution over here in conducting the heat, and therefore it's zev zeh garm. You have two different sources, a good source and an usser source. There's a shal, zev zeh garm is usser or not, that the mandar says usser in our, on the chavav, holds the bread as usser because zev zeh garm is usser, it's wamalach, or there's another concept related, but not the same as the Garmasser, and that is Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bepas. If the way you get to making bread is via burning Atze Erla wood, we see up in the bread Atze Erla wood. That's a little bit more a different age. Okay, but keeping those Pshatim in mind, let's see the Marshal Abayas. It's going to bring that exact discussion down, and it's going to connect it to how we view using, let's say, Atze Erla or the like Abay roasting Garbas, let's say. Boy Mine Rav Chinna Bar Idi, Bar Idi, Rav Ada Bar Ava. Tanner Shasika Bakip Arla, a tanner that was heated up with the peels of Arla fruit. The peels of Arla fruit were used to heat up a tanner. Ugarfif Afaisapas. So here it got a little better. He shoveled out the peels. The peels are no longer there, but you still have the heat that was created from those peels. And you in that oven, you stuck a bread and it baked. The Divya Aiser, the one who asks back in the Chavav, Mahu. The one who asks, let me on the Chavav, where the Atze Arla was still in the oven. You didn't do grufa, you didn't sweep out the Atzei Erla. What would they say over here with these peels that you swept out? And all you have left is the heat itself, without the actual mamashas there. Would that also be Asur or not? That's the Shaila. Armalei, in this case, Hapas Pateris. Even the Manamru was Asurs when the Atzei Erla are still in the oven, burning up while the pas is there. But over here, where it was Garfit, then it's going to be Mutter. Armalei, so Rav Chinana says back, Ivar of Chinna Saba, the elder of Chinna, Amar of Asi Amar Bechanan said, Neymar Bechanan, as follows. Tanisha Sikur Garfif Tolabay, Esa Pesach. This is why it comes up over here because it's related to the Shaila of roasting of Pesach. A tanner that was fired up and you swept away the coals, whatever it was, and then you roast the Karm Pesach. Ain't Zet Sliash, it's not Sliash, you know why? So that's fine so far. That's not Sliash. Adrav, that'll be good for us. But why? Look what he says. If you stop right there, it's not Akasha. It's, if anything's perfect, it's not called Sliash. So to here, you're not really roasting it, you're not really cooking, you're baking your bread, all you did the Klippa Arla. But no, look what the price says. Well, look at that, it's not a price, it's a member of Amram. Shenemrat Sliash Tepamim. Because it says Sliash twice by the Parsha Karm Pesach, and therefore it's got to be Mamish a fire. Sounds like without Sliash twice. Taima de Goyach Bonat Sliash Sliash Tepamim. Only because it's Sliash twice. Ha, Legoyach Bonat Avi Amina, Sliashu. If not for the fact that the Torah is Megala, I would have considered an oven that was garuf from the fire source still to be called Sliash, and it would have been good enough for Karm Pesach. A double drasha Sliash tells me no, that's not good enough. But going back to our case of the Shvach Eitzim Bepas, so you want to call Zev Zeh Garm, which you want to go with, going back to that discussion about the bread being Asar to keep Erlo, even with this garuf, it would be Asar. There's no drasha there, so over there should be Asar. Says the Gemara, Amarle, Gol Rechman Asar, Melfina Minay. Big Yisayin always had to approach these things. You're right. The Torah was megala by Pesach, Karm Pesach, that you need Sliash. And what's called Sliash? Because we said Sliash twice, don't make a mistake and think a oven that was swept out of its coal source is still called Sliash. That's not called Sliash. And once it's megala, it's not called Sliash over there, don't tell me Dafka there, it's not Sliash. It's also not, again, Sliash is not a point by the bread. It's not so much the point of Sliash, but the point is, once the coals are swept out, we don't see the Ash anymore. So too, the Gabi Kula, the Gabi Heter, the Gabi this bread that's being baked in the oven that the original heat source was Atze or Klipe Erla, but now it's swept out. Also, it would be considered, we don't see it if it's really being baked by the Klipe Erla because it already was swept out. So we're going to say, on the contrary, this is a Gili. Once it's said twice, don't say that. That's always an age-old question. You have a drasha somewhere. Is it Dafka here? Or is it to be Megala? Everywhere else, of course, the famous concept that relates to this, we're not going to get to it, is Shteksu Mogachat. When it's in one place, we say it's a Gili. When it's in multiple places, then we say, no, it must be the fact you have to write in multiple places. It must be it's Dafka these places and nowhere else. Okay, but that's over here, we're saying it's a Gili. It's not Yalfina Mine. We learn from that. It's answer number one. Answer number two, people say, Ema? Or I can say a totally different answer. Hasam Taibak, the Chasmach, when it's the HTPAMIM. You're right. Over there, Karm Pesach. Over there is really, over here, us. I was like, by Karm Pesach, it says the HTPAMIM, and that's why it's not considered good once you sweep it out. Make a diak. Halakash Rachman is the Ash Tapam, CH twice. Havamina, Aish Kab Rachmana. I'd say the Torah is Machman on Ash. Fafil Garfinami, Sli Ashu. And even though it was shoveled out, the oven is still called Sli Ash. Avahacha, Aisin Dusur Kab Rachmana, Valesnu. The Mara is saying that you can't even compare. Maybe this is where I saw your mind wandering over there for a second. Maybe there's a chilek in the cases, right? The case of Va'etzim, what was the kepeda? The kepeda was on wood of of Arla is Asa, or the shells in this case of Arla is Asa, right? So Kozman, they're not here, even if we're going to say that no, that maybe going back to original understanding. When it says Tliyesh twice, it's Mimayat, that it does, that once the wood, the coals are swept out, it's not called Tliyesh. But if not, in fact, it's Tliyesh twice, we would say it would be considered that the coals are still there. You know why? Because Mekar Pesach, there's only paid to have Tliyesh. It should be roasted by fire. So Tliyesh alone, yeah, if the fire was there, even though it's not here right now, but the source of heat is from something that originally was a fire, that would be called Tliyesh. And like a Mekar Pesach, it would have been good had you not had a double drasha. You're talking correct. But don't go and apply that same lundus to us that without the double ushan, we're still going to fire, and therefore it should be a problem by Arla. No, because what's the Isra Arla? Isra Arla isn't fire. It's not heat. The Isra Arla is using the wood of Arla. Well, the wood of Arla is gone. The wood of Arla is out of this picture. The klipim of Arla are long gone by the time you're baking this bread. So yes, the fact that this heat air is indirect. Brahma came about because you used wood of Arla to make heat. But right now, this bread is not directly connected at all to the wood. So just because your diik is okay, we're going back and saying your original diik is okay. Says tliyesh twice, and without tliyesh twice, you would have said Bekaram Pesach. It is considered a fire, without, even though it's swept out. And yes, therefore, learn from there to elsewhere, it's still called a fire when the coals are swept out. Yes, but it's not called using Atzei Erla. Atzei Erla, the Kepay that the Gemara's Lashon is on the Eitzim V'Halesnu. And those Eitzim are no longer around. Very Gishmak. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Tan Rabban. Chavka ben Asa Agavi Cholam. What if he cut up the Kar Pesach? And first point out, he's not cutting it to pieces. Because then it's Kar Pesach. It just happens to be separate pieces. It means he makes slices in it. And by making slices in it, it makes it easier to roast. So if you slice that and put it on coals, the chashal over here is coals, maybe in the very, very, very beginning, especially if they have like gas on them a little bit, they flame up. But afterwards, they contain heat, they're a fire source, but it's not ish, it's not, there's no real fire there anymore. It's right. Smoldering coals have the potential, this, obviously there is some sort of internal fire in there, but they're boiling hot and they can cook, but there's no live fire. That's the... I'm not sure I'm describing properly. There's probably a proper word for it. When a fire like is up in the air, you know, like a real fire? Yeah, so there's no real fire up in the air. That's the concern here. So we're saying if you slice it and put on gecholim, it's still okay. Rabbi Aimer, Aimerini, I say, shezet sliyesh. I say, this is mamish considered sliyesh. If you slice it open, put it on top of fire, it's okay. It's called sliyesh. Just on the lashon Aimerini, by the way. Aimerini, I say, sounds like, I say, like a little bit of a, like with authority, a little bit of a, I don't say gaiva, but it's very interesting. Rabbi Spangler points out, Chas v'shalom. Rabbi, Lesmar and Seita, Rabbi says, and the Gemara says about Rabbi, Mishameis Rabbi, the Mishnah says this, the Gemara quotes it, right in the last few lines of the Masechta. Mishameis Rabbi, Batla Anava. From when Rabbi was lifter, Anava was gone with Rabbi. The famous Gemara in that people know more famously is, Rabbi Yisrael says, well, We actually pointed out a couple weeks ago. Samaches, we pointed out. When Rabbi Yosef says, if not for this day of Matan Torah, how many Yosefs would be in the Shuk? What makes me special? Gadol Adar, Rav Yosef? Because Matan Torah. We said that sounds like, it may be a true statement, but it sounds like the furthest thing from Anivas. And if you remember the Gemara, the site of the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef says, Latana. Don't say when Rabbi died, there's no more Nava. I'm here. And there's still Nava. We say, wow, how does that shtim with the concept of Nava? We had a whole Shikudera by Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, well, same thing applies to Rabbi. Similar Shikudera. Rabbi is the only Amar Atana and Shas that you find the slush of Emarani. And on the face of it, sounds like it's a Emarani. Like I say, it says Adrava. Emarani must mean, you know the Mishnah says, Mishnah is Rabbi Nava. Rabbi was ultimate Anav. It must mean that Emarani means like Banivas. I say myself, that's what I say, like Lafia Niestaiti. Like, okay, that's what I am, by the way, don't confuse it. Aniestaiti, but the point is, it's like a lashon of almost of quite opposite. He actually, I don't remember the pasuk of hand, but they reference, there's one place in Tanakh where there's lashon of Emarani, and it comes also in the context of belittling oneself. Leave it to Rabbi Engel to have that the Bekiyas. So he says it's very good. It's a beautiful sushal. Clear, Rabbi meant to be Teres Anivas, not the other way. Just a point of the celestial Ebony. Okay, side point. Says the Gemara, Rami Le, Rabbi Ach, Devi, Bar, Ami, Lev, Chizda. Shazim, Bar, Ami, said to Rav Chizda, Miyama, Rabbi, Gachle, Eish, Ninu, Gecholim Eish Ninu. Did Rabbi say that Gecholim is considered like a fire and therefore good for roasting Karm Pesach Rav Minu? We have a stira Legabe Mitzaraz. The Pesach is by Tzaraz if a person gets a Tzaraz in a bird. Now it says in the pasuk Michvas Eish, the burn came from fire. I only know that a burn that came from fire is subject to the dinim of Tzaraz. Nichv Bechelas Bremes. What if he's burnt by a coal or by ashes? Very clear. The first thing is coal, right? You see very clearly. right? That gachelus would not be concluded in Eishta. That's the kasha. Okay, nichva b'chalus b'remetz b'sid with lime plaster b'sid b'seach b'gispus b'seach, or like also another type of like plaster, boiling hot plaster. B'chol d'rabba b'nar, anything that has heat derived from a fire. How do I know that that's included? What's that last word included? What's that last word coming to include? Kol d'rabba b'nar lasui chamil ar, to include even water that was heated by fire. How do I know that any burn that comes from any of these sources that were originated, that had a heat source from a fire, Menayan, that's subject to the din of Tsaras. Tama Leimar, Michva Michva Ribi. It says Michva multiple times. It's a Ribi, any type of bird that came from somehow from a fire. Now, make a diak. Tami Rabbi Rachman Michva Michva. Only because if a Ribi, a Michva Michva, do we say, Kachelis is included. Hala Rachman Michva Michva, Kachelim of Eish Nenu. But if you didn't have this Ribi of Michva Michva, Kachelim would not be called Eish. The Chariot's a Rai, not like Revi. You see, Kachelim is not considered Eish. Amar Lei, so Rav Chis is back to Rav Chdoivi, Barami, Gachelos shall eats lo yisur kol erbuei. No, Gachelos of wood, shall eats of wood, doesn't need a pasuk to marry, but you're right. Avada Gachelos of eats, like Rabbi's saying, was for sure always going to be roasting. The Brisa that by Mitzras coming to include, Kitzukra, le Gachelos shall matchas. The Gachelos of matchas was what was needed to be included. I would have thought that that's not called Eish, so that's what the Ribuy for Tsaras was. But by the case of wood, that's Pasha, that's called fire, and therefore, we know fire actually takes to wood. By metal, it just gets red hot. Fire doesn't take, right? So metal is what needed the Ribuy. Wood tak needed the Ribuy, and wood tak could be called a fire, legabe karbesa. By the way, just going back to the original din, like we pointed out from Rashi, he's not slicing it into separate pieces, he's just making slices in it, like people do today on the barbecue, like, yeah, more common with like a little bit of steaks, more hot dogs, right? People make slices in it. But the Rishonim point out, as we spoke at the Rashi before, but the Rishonim, I forgot to mention, the Rishonim point out that if he would take a cut into separate pieces, then for some reason, it would seem to, according to Rashi, it's no good. Then it'll be no good. If he'd cut it into pieces, it could be a separate issue of cutting to pieces. He's supposed to be whole, right? He's supposed to put the whole thing, even supposed to put the innards and the sides and the legs on top of it. I'm not sure if the Rashi, if you'd cut it into pieces, it would be no good. I don't know if their diak was because of the roasting process is no good, because it's whole pieces without slices in it, and only if it's sliced open and then roasted, because it roasts quickly, that's part of the mitzvah. Maybe that's the issue. Or stam, because you melt it to pieces, it's supposed to be whole. I'm not sure what the issue is, but they amredaik, the Rashi, it was saying dafka, it was slice, there's slight cuts in it, and not slice the separate pieces. The Rishonim themselves argue Rashi anyway. I just wanted to make that point. Okay, but back to our discussion. So, Rebbe said that that's okay. Rav Achdevi Barami asked a question from Tsaras, because the answer is no. Tsaras only needed a rebuy by metal coals, but by Gacholim of eights, it's not, it was always considered a fire. Ask the Gemara 1 second. The Gacholim Shemaskos Lav Eishu, the Gacholim of metal is not a fire and therefore needs a Ribuy. Hagabi Gabas Kayin, we're going to actually get into a segue of how to give out Mises Bezdin over here. I, Hagabi Bas Kayin, Tichsiv Beish Tisarif, it says with a Beish Tisarif, it should be burnt, it says she should be burnt in the fire. Farmer Masa Psilah Shah Avrahi Oisla, at least to use a wick of made of lead. So it says the Pasa Beish Tisarif, and we use a wick of lead to give shreifa to Bas Kayin. L'chayra, we see that it's clearly called a fire, even by metal. Answers the Gemara, Shain Hasim Namakra, Ba'esh Tisarev, Tisarev, L'rabbe is called shreifa sabas min ha'esh. If we just say Ba'esh, we're not going to be able to use Avar, this lead wick. But because it's Tisarev, it's a rebuy, it's called Yamarba, shreifa is a comfort fire. Says Gemara, the Kolshkin eats Aish Atma, but according to your logic, you're saying you being Marbe could even use metal to do the act of Shreifa by Baskayan, Chalila. But sounds like what he's saying is certainly if it'd be a regular source like wood or the like, twigs, wood, that would for sure be a good fire. No, so why don't we do that? The Kolshkin Aish Atma, then Vinakavla Chavila is Maris Manikla. If that's the case, surround her with bundles and burn her at stake in such a fashion. Why pour the hot lead down her throat? Why not burn it when you... The reason the Mars question, if I think correctly, is the Mars question is that when you say burn, isn't that what people have in mind? Like, you know, unfortunately, throughout history, when Klaisel was forced to either, you know, convert, they burnt at stake. That's, you put them, you surround them with wood, with the Mars, and they're burnt. So why would we tighten in this weird way just because you have a rebuy? But why is that the L'chachila? It's the more I say straight from Aaron. We have Xer Shava straight from Aaron. That's by Nadav Aviyu. They went and fight inside the base of Midish. They were Makav Eish Zara, and they got burned up. Malahala, just like we know over there by Aaron, by Bnei Aaron, straight from the Shem of Kayim. The insides were burnt, but the guf was kayim. Neshama over here doesn't mean the neshama of the soul, it means like the insides. The innards were burnt, and the guf remained intact. So too, we learn the baskayim, the way she gets, sreifa is, afkan, sreifa, neshama, the guf kayim. It's referring to sreifa and neshama, and the guf is kayim. The insides get burnt, and the guf is kayim. The nav lechayim, or it's a little late, let's just wrap up. We have a little bit to speak about on this topic of how to give out Mises Bezin. We'll have to leave that for next time. It's Jemba, let's repeat the Gemara. The nav lechayim, or let them prepare hot, boiling hot water, and do that. Why using hot lead? The pasuk says, very interesting application of those words. It says, and you have to do the least painful death. Boiling hot water is much more painful than hot lead. Hot lead, I guess, goes faster. It's a little less pain. So therefore, Barley Misiyafa says, do the Misiyafa. We're going in a circle now. So we make Zeyashafa Me'aron to say, don't burn with, you know, zmiris and wood and twigs and all that, because it's not, it's going to be Sveifas a Guful, so not just Sveifas a Jamba. Who needs Zeyashafa? Barley Misiyafa says, now molten hot lead down the throat is the fastest, best way of Sveifa. That's why it should be enough. Al Sfaftar Yechamecha. Amri, if not for the Gideon Shavah, I still would have thought that maybe Sreifa on the inside is not even called the Sreifa. Sreifa on the inside, that's not called the Sreifa. Sreifa means the goof has to be burned. I would have thought that that's part. The Pasuk says Sreifa. The Pasuk says was a Sreifa. I don't think they brought it Eish Zara to Hashem, but I don't know if he called it Sreifa with him. That may be very confusing. It says Mara, have a mean a shreifa the shamba gufkayim lav shreifa. It's not called a shreifa. I would think that maybe that is not called a. It doesn't have a status of shreifa. If you mishum of Nachman, neipish lachavil is Mara's tuva kiyach tamis ba'agala. And furthermore, you want to go like Nachman al tafsir chamecha. So it's just a matter of raising the heat. Bring lots of Zmairis, bundles of whatever it is, and fire up a crazy fire, and then it'll be instant. It'll be very cool, very quick as well. That way as well. Nepesh lachavir Zmairis tuva keichet hamas bagala. In order, agala means that quickly over here. Kamash malan. Therefore, we need the pesukim to say very specifically that you burn the sreifa is with pouring the lead down the throat. Says more, but second, vela beish lamali. But that's you back to the question. Why babaskan you need the pasuk eish then, according to this? Lafuke avarme kare. It comes to exclude. You take lead and heat it up, that's okay. But when you extract, let's say you find a place, a natural source of lead from the ground, and it's very hot, that's not good enough. You have to heat the lead in order to do sreifa, not lead that was naturally hot from the ground. That can't be used for the sreifa. So we'll speak on one point that I don't want to leave it all. But pasuk says, v'afte chamecha. I was saying, therefore, bar lemisyafa. The guy's behind me says on the pasuk of Yechmecha is only someone who is Riacha, who does, like Maisamecha, right? Aisa Maisamecha, similar to, right? Nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, you can't curse Nasi Ba'amcha, only someone who is Aisa Maisamecha. So Riacha also someone who is not a Rasha. So, and the Rambam brings this, Shanach brings this, the mitzvah of Yechmecha is someone who is not a Rasha. On the contrary, they bring the idea that someone's a Rasha is supposed to hate his actions and hate what he does. Problem is, our Gemara says, on a girl, on a Baskayin, who's Chayiv Mises, capital punishment for straying, you would assume that's called Russia. Fine for the best type of Misa. She's not Reacha. Unfortunately, she did a terrible thing. She's not Reacha. She's a Russia. You could say she slipped up once. So, now, when to speak out, it must be on the way to the punishment, she had Chareta. She's a Tshuva. On the way to the punishment, Tshuva. And therefore, she's a Tzadik, which is a Mishaskal. She's going to get killed. We can't, Bezat Shemata, can't take into account her Tshuva. But Bezat Shemata does. And Vafzer Chameicha is still going to apply. There's more to speak out about this, but we'll leave that for Mitzvah Shem for next week. Have a wonderful Shabbos.